This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. You board your Southwest flight out of Burbank, headed to Phoenix Sky Harbor. You get off the plane and a wave of heat hits you. You're confused because it's March. You're like, why is it so hot here? You ask somebody. She turns around. She's wearing a MAGA hat.
It's a desert. That's why it's so hot down here.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You want some coffee? I'm selling coffee out here on the tarmac.
No, I'm all right.
Hot.
Hot coffee.
Extra hot.
Yeah, I'm not much of a coffee drinker.
92 is actually pretty chilly for us.
I totally get it.
Buffalo wings. Spicy hot buffalo wings for sale.
I will have a couple of those. How many? How do you sell them? 6, 12, 18, or?
Two. Two at a time.
How much is that?
$8.
We use ye rustic price.
Well, y'all do. Okay, I get it. Well, my ride's here, so I got to go. You get picked up, and you drive. You drive, and you finally land at the Airbnb. And you realize it doesn't have a kitchen because it's a person's house and they walled off the kitchen side so they could rent out the other side with the other bedrooms.
Ooh, it's us, the spirits of the white trash people from the tarmac. Bet you're wishing you'd ordered those wings now.
Because I'm hungry. Yeah, I am definitely hungry. But we don't have time to eat because tonight I'm going to be eating hot dogs and beer at Glendale, Arizona's stadium to watch the Dodgers play because it's Arizona Day. I just told my, that was a real story of me going to spring training and staying in the worst Airbnb ever.
They had no kitchen?
Had no kitchen.
They walled it off.
They walled it off. The house was split in two. It was in Tempe. And
we've brought on a guest to answer for this.
Yeah.
Oh, was that a long intro? I was waiting to talk.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we do every episode. Today we got noted comedian, actor. I saw him in the parking lot at Whole Foods a couple days ago, but he was too far away and I was sweaty and I was like, I'll see him soon. He's going to be on the pod. But you was at Whole Foods in Burbank.
Yeah. What? You didn't? Wow.
Where were you getting there?
How many different things are we going to ambush for him? Right?
Yeah. You know, I eat my lunch there because I'm too
lazy. We do a lot of reconnaissance for our guests.
Yeah. You're eating your lunch there because your home doesn't have a kitchen?
Yeah.
Is what, this in Arizona?
I know. I have no skills, no discernible cooking skills. I'm sad that it wasn't even worth a shout to say hello.
I couldn't tell if it was you until you got too far away.
Well, you got further away.
I mean, I could tell it was you. I was like, is that Justin? But you were like walking. I was like, is that Justin? I didn't want to shout.
You
I didn't
go,
want
to Justin.
Shout. That's
and you wait to see if I look.
I didn't want to shout, but it was you.
Would you want him to shout? Would you want somebody to be like, "Hey, Justin," from like
in a parking garage?
Just a head nod. Just and then you get in your car. We don't
scream.
Have to have a real.
I got limo tents on my car. You wouldn't be able to see it.
I shouted out a car window at last week's guest James Mastriani a couple days ago. He was walking down Franklin. I was driving, and it went great.
Oh, that's cool.
We had a nice little chat. Traffic started up again, and then I had an excuse to leave.
Yeah. That's one less human interaction we're going to have now, Carl.
Yeah.
Life is short.
Wow. Justin Alexio is here. Listen, this guy, for those of you who are, this guy, first of all, you see him in every commercial.
Mm-hmm.
You know this dude from every damn commercial. Like, God damn, Justin books the shit out of these commercials. Is the residual still good?
It's not as good as it was.
It used to be good, right?
It used to be.
This is the thing we do with our guests where we immediately ask how much money.
Yeah, how much money do you make?
How much money you make, Justin?
Now, you know what these actors from the 80s at the time said? I booked one McDonald's commercial and I bought a house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My mom booked the year my brother was born, 1999. Happy birthday to my brother. He just turned 25 yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
The year he was born, my mom booked a General Motors commercial. And she went off on maternity leave. She also had me. I was 10 at the time. And that was the year that SAG went on strike. And it was like that nine-month SAG strike, the real bad one, which now this one has definitely proven worse considering that we are still not working. But she lived off of that commercial for like 2 years. Like she was like, we were doing fine. I was like one of the best. I got cool shoes to start sixth grade with.
Your mom's hanging out at the house?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of. I would hate my dad would be home, you know. Just
well, at
home.
That time, I was cool with my mom being home. It wasn't the time where I was, like, in high school. Where I'm like, yeah. Would you go somewhere so I can sneak a girl in here?
See, I was always too scared to sneak girls in. I would be like, meet me at the park.
We used to do the park.
You guys, yeah, you got to meet the girls somewhere. Yeah. You guys are definitely we're all meeting girls.
Yeah.
We definitely used to, for me, it was the middle school. Not, she was in high school. I too was in high school.
Look at these chalk drawings.
Yeah.
Turn around.
There was like a parking lot by these little league baseball fields where the parking lot looped around the back and there was privacy there.
Yeah.
And we were both in high school, but it did feel weird to be like out by the little league field.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be clear. I'm going in with someone. I'm not coming here to find someone.
I'm going in to feel this older girl up.
Yeah.
We used to go. I mean, that was my, like, I was,
if
I would
anything,
go
call the cops on her.
Yeah. She's older than me. I would go in and play basketball at the middle school that I went to, and then she would just come along.
She'd watch you hooping and be like, oh, Carl, yeah. So sweaty.
Yeah, exactly. And then
could you dunk?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I could dunk up until like, what year is it, 2024? We lost 2 years to the pandemic. I could dunk until about 2017. I'll show you a video.
Right around when I started playing ball with him.
Actually, I've dunked at that gym before.
Really?
Yeah, I've dunked in it.
That's about when I was playing too.
Yeah.
I could dunk up until then. It wasn't like, I wasn't like dunking like how I was in high school and college.
It wasn't, but like,
I don't do the topping. Windmills.
Yeah. I wasn't in my Jacob Toppin bag, but I could definitely still get up there. But now I can no longer. Hopefully soon. Anyway, Justin Alexio and I met each other doing improv when we both first started. In
we're so much skinnier like back then.
2010, both of us. So much skinnier. I was truly wasting away. 98 pounds. It was it was sad.
Yeah. You were doing, they were going to do a reboot of that Christian Bale movie, The Machinist.
The Machinist. Yeah.
And you were going to be him, and so you had lost a lot of weight lost for that role.
Not like 2010, we used to do indie shows at the now Broadwater Theater. Back then it was called the Elephant Theater.
Elephant, yeah. Elephant,
yeah. Boy, I don't even know that one.
Shout out to Michelle Livio.
Remember oh,
Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting flashbacks now. Yeah. Yeah. She was a radio DJ.
Yeah. And she would put these mashup teams together, and that's how me and Justin met years and years ago. So he's one of the first people. I knew Justin doing improv before I knew both of y'all. That's
wow.
crazy.
That's yeah. wild. Yeah, I've known this. I haven't seen Justin probably like 10 years, right?
Been a while.
Yeah, but Justin was last week's guest roommate for a long
yes,
time.
Yes,
right?
James. Yeah.
You live with James. I didn't know.
I live with
that.
James. I met in and I was like 21. They were 28 and they kept calling me young. And I was like, I'm not that much younger. And whenever I'd bring baddies over, they'd be like, you did good. So that was kind of.
Oh, this checks out.
This is the baddie episode. We're going to get into our baddie talk. We brought Justin on here because we are doing our series. I had to miss last week's episode for something real fun that everybody's gonna see very soon. But we're doing our series, our team series.
Team series, yep.
And this is our off season talk, and we brought Justin on to talk his favorite team. Justin, who is that?
It's the Arizona Cardinals.
The Arizona Cardinals.
I just wanna say off the bat, it didn't go as bad last year as it seemed like it might.
No, but it needed to go bad.
I know. Now you can't get Caleb.
Sometimes, yeah, it needs to be get real dark before
no,
dawn.
No, we need to shut down Kyler. Instead, Kyler was like, I got to play for my job. And no. But ruined our draft picks.
You wanted him to be, like, I thought going into the season, what you wanted him to be really, really bad. So you get the first pick, but good enough maybe that you could trade him for something.
Right.
Because he's got a bag, right? Like you're going to have to like unload 160 million or like he's getting like 40, 50 a year.
And he's not a leader. I mean, you know, we put the, you got to watch film clause in his contract that we then had to take out because he cried about it.
Yeah.
So well, I think he's a leader in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to watch film.
He doesn't watch film.
Yeah, that's, on the battlefields of Yurzikstan. He's a great.
Well, that's
leader.
The thing that Twitter says. They said every time a new Call of Duty game comes out, the next day, the game he doesn't perform as well.
Yeah.
So that's the working theory.
He should go play baseball.
He's good at baseball.
He's very good
at
baseball.
You see him sliding all over the field?
Yeah.
I've heard he's more invested now in that he and Jonathan Gannon, the new head coach, are getting along really well.
I don't believe in Gannon either. I mean, you lose the Super Bowl and then he did the interviews with us before he was supposed to. We had to trade our third round picks.
Oh, that's right.
No one wanted him.
Tamper?
I ain't going to add extra for someone. No one else wants.
Yeah, that'd be like if someone this offseason lost a draft pick tampering to get like Randall Cobb.
Let me ask y'all this. We're here to talk about the Arizona Cardinals, and we will get into it, but I need your expertise on my team for a second.
Yes.
Kevin, will you pull up Derek Carr's new contract restructure?
Yeah.
Because I'm confused. I've said this before. I don't understand how contracts work, but I could look at this one and go, oh, this is bad. Why are we paying this man who was so bad for us this year this much money?
So the way so he did a restructure.
You can click on that one, Kevin, the Yahoo one.
And the way I understand it is it freed up salary cap space for this offseason, but it kind of ties you guys to him for another couple of years.
Yeah.
Oof.
So just kind of more of what the Saints have been doing for years, which is just kicking the can down the road.
They won't, and they're like the Steelers, they won't do a full rebuild.
But $30 million that's very cheap for a quarterback.
It goes up to 50 in like 2 years, right?
Yeah, but you can cut him, right?
So that's what I was thinking. In this year's draft, we got to take a guy in like the second round. We got to take a flyer on a young guy, right?
Quarterback? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think like because you're tied to him now, based on where you're picking, like I think I see you guys going offensive line in the first round because this offensive line class is nuts.
Yeah, I think we are taking the offensive line at like 12 or wherever we're picking.
But then I think you got like probably like edge rusher and like you got a lot of like older guys that you might want to inject some youth into. So
maybe how do you feel about a late round flyer on former Michigan quarterback, then Tennessee quarterback,
Milton?
Joe Milton.
Joe Milton, I would love it.
He's just got a fucking cannon. Like
casually throwing the ball 70 yards.
He can't be that good or he'd be a top 10 pick with that arm, but yeah. Who knows? He could be like, you know, like a Josh Allen.
Yeah, it feels like now after the combine that there's a kind of clear, we've got like the top three, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and now J.J. McCarthy is kind of rising up there a little bit where he seems
and
like he can
Hartman
go top 10.
From Notre Dame.
Did you see him?
I don't know. He ran really well, but I think I don't know what kind of the rest of his numbers were looking
like. The question is, do you believe in the mentor system? The Derek Carr kind of make the new I don't know. To me, when it's a white person kind of mentoring a black person, I'm like, not going to work.
Well, it depends. I feel like Derek Carr is a nice Christian man.
Yes.
Remember when Ryan Tannehill, when Malik Willis came to Tennessee, and Ryan Tannehill was like, I ain't telling him shit. The fuck? Then that's me telling him nothing. Fuck off. Fuck him. Yeah. And fuck all y'all for even asking me that shit.
Yeah. That was such like, a bad
one. All right, dude.
Yeah, chill. Like, all the two apps was like, are you going to take him under your wing? Man, fuck him.
No.
Let me get his own guy.
I won't help anyone. If I saw somebody on fire, I wouldn't help them.
Yeah.
I wasn't good for 5 years. He just gets to be good right away? Fuck that.
Because I'm going
to
tell him my secrets? Fuck that shit.
No.
Ain't coming here. Like, I think we got to take a second round flyer on a quarterback. And if Joe Milton is available, then just take it just so we have,
probably get
we got
him,
to cut this guy.
You can get him later.
I think you probably get him in the third. I think you'll have after McCarthy. It sounds like it sounds like Penix now is kind of back in the first round conversation. Bo Nix maybe, But then I think after that, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of like second round guys. So third round seems like maybe we can get like a Spencer Rattler or a Milton.
Spencer Rattler, yeah.
Who's the Tulane guy? Platt?
I don't remember.
I don't know. I got to study.
Benjamin Platt?
I think you should try to go after Trey
Benjamin
Lance.
Bratt?
Who?
Trey Lance.
I don't want him.
Yeah, you do.
No.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. No.
See him running on turf?
It wouldn't be as fun as Justin Fields. So give us your history. Let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals. What is your history with this team? Where are you from? How'd you grow up loving football? What's your history with football, period?
Well, Arizona's a big football state, so you know, which sucks because our team sucks. I loved Jake Plummer. Y'all remember him?
Yeah.
He's throwing it around.
Jake the Snake?
Yeah.
My family was mostly Ohio State fans, and I feel like there was a big Rose Bowl, Arizona State versus Ohio State in like 97 or somewhere around there. Yeah. It was a big, so they all hated Jake Plummer.
Yeah. He was, you know, just a very mediocre guy. But
he was drafted by the Cardinals, right? And then went to Denver, or was it the other way around?
I think he came to us second, if I can remember, because I was young. I was
but
very
he played
young
at ASU, happened. Too.
Yeah, right? He did play at ASU, yeah. He came home. Back in the day, so when we used to watch Cardinals games, they didn't have their own stadium. So we used to sit in the ASU College Stadium
really?
With metal bleachers.
Ooh, I remember
in
that.
In September.
Burning
be
your
burning.
Hat. Yeah.
They would give me $5 tickets, and you just,
Yeah, that's got to be. It's so goddamn hot out there.
Yeah, so we did that, and then, you know, we got a new stadium, and then
Current stadium, right?
Current stadium.
So, goddamn, you went from that to the nice new one.
Yeah.
That's
it's
nuts.
In the Glendale suburbs. My parents got season tickets. They got in. Caused a lot of marital problems. My mom was like, we don't got money for this. And my stepdad was like, I don't care. And
we're doing it.
That's the toaster. It looks like a big toaster.
They just signed Emmitt Smith. We got to go to games.
Nah, I love that it's not, yes, we do. It's, I don't care. Yeah. I acknowledge that. You're right. We absolutely don't have money for this. I don't care.
No, you know, what's funny, my dad, he would go to the games, and then he'd get hammered and be like, all right, come pick me up. And then my mom would be like, no. And so he'd walk home 4 miles. And then get lost in the desert because it's just desert between our house and the stadium.
Oh, God.
Where'd you grow up at? What area did you live in?
I'm Goodyear. So it's like West Phoenix. It's
Goodyear.
There's about 3 miles from Glendale.
Is that where the Mariners field is? Isn't there a Goodyear?
It's the White Sox, right?
The White Sox?
Yeah, I mixed them all. I mean, because we got 15 stadiums.
The White Sox share with the Dodgers. Is that Goodyear?
I think that's, I think it might be Peoria. I mix them because there's like 15 in the area.
Yeah.
I always mix up because they move too.
The D-backs play right there in Phoenix, right? Like right
in
the
downtown.
City.
Yeah, downtown.
The suburbs. I've been to that stadium. That's nice.
Well, now it's not nice. I just went to the, the championship series? And the marquee outside is all, it's all broken.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the people, they don't want to give money for it. And the owner's like, we can't pay for all this. So it's just all dilapidated.
That's crazy.
You can.
We sat in the nosebleeds.
You can do it.
We sat in nosebleeds. It was very steep, and you cannot see the game from right there. I watched the World Baseball Classic there.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I watched USA play against Great Britain.
There for like
How was Great Britain?
Fucking. It was a bunch of people who I'm like, is that country not? That country's not British? Why is that guy playing for them? He's from Mexico.
If your country was colonized by the British, you're allowed to play on the British team.
That's what I thought. Like I was like I was Googling, I'm like, wait, where's that guy from? Like the country's not colonized by the British. Like so I guess it was like if it was at one time colonized by the British and then got colonized by somebody. Yeah, it was bad. But
that was
also,
like they used to let every dude from Curacao play for the Netherlands or something like that too.
Yeah.
It's very like they get a little if your last name ends in a vowel, they'll let you play for Italy. straight up. You're Italian enough to play for Team Italy.
You know what I did learn about Arizona on that trip to World Baseball Classic? Angels fans. So many Angels fans.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are there so many Angels fans in Phoenix, Arizona? They also were being real serious about the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
And when they play Great Britain, when they play God Save the Queen or whatever they play, their national anthem.
Booed.
There were people booing or sitting. And I'm like, what? And then like stood up and like hat off.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember one time I was a kid and I didn't know the rules. And I was standing But I didn't take my hat off. I was eating popcorn during the national anthem. So old man's like, respect the flag. And he knocked the popcorn out of my hand.
Yeah.
Like $10.
Whoa.
So after Colin Kaepernick, I have protested in my way. I will stand up for the national anthem. I won't take a knee at a stadium because I think those people who were doing that were annoying as well. But I ain't taking my hat off. You can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to say nothing to me. And if they do, I'll beat them up. But
I had when I was visiting my parents a few years ago, I ordered the Uber Eats, got some lunch, and the guy couldn't find like my parents' house or something. So I was calling him on the phone. He's like this old sweet guy. He's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Good thing it's a cold sandwich. I didn't want it. Otherwise, you know, that wouldn't be good. Okay, hold on. I think I found it here. I'm coming up." And so like I go outside and I greet him and he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And he's wearing a t-shirt that says, "Get off your damn butt and stand for the flag." I was like, God, jeez.
Oh, God.
Take a knee, take a hike. Yeah. It was a Hank Williams Jr. song.
I've only been in one stadium fight. It was at a Clippers game, actually. Yeah. Wearing my son's jersey.
You deserved it.
And we won. And I mean, this was a couple years ago. Like
you were in the fight?
Well, yes. I mean, I decided to not fight and act like a bitch. But basically, a Clippers fan, you know, we won.
The Meharry special.
He just threw he filled up all his ketchup. We won. He threw it at my jersey. And then I was like, all right, I was like, who did that? And he points like me. And I was like, all right.
That's fucked up.
It was in the playoff series.
No, it was a regular season game. Oh. I was at the clip. We were both bad.
I was going to say, I'll allow it if it was the DeAndre Ayton push-off game. But other than that, that's fucked up.
Wait, he filled up what with ketchup?
A little carton, you know? This little.
Yeah, like a little bit of drink in it. Yeah.
Sports fans are such assholes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Get mad about it.
Where did he get the ketchup from? I guess he had it the whole game.
That's why now at a Clippers game, they shut down the ketchup after the second quarter. Yeah, yeah. It's like beer sales getting cut off in the seventh. They're like, no more ketchup. We've seen what you motherfuckers have planned. If the Clippers are down by 10, they shut the ketchup.
Get the ketchup off.
Shit. That's it. So being an Arizona Cardinals fan, so we started getting into it over sports when the Clippers got good and you started being one of those regular Phoenix Suns fans who seem to believe that y'all have a championship and we're not the same age of franchise. We're in the same boat, buddy. Y'all may have gone to the finals a couple times. You know, DeAndre Ayton push off.
Barkley. Barkley got him to the finals.
Barkley push off. Dan Marley, Thunder Dan Marley push off. I did like his restaurant downtown.
Yeah, his restaurant. Yeah.
I went to an Alice Cooper restaurant.
Yeah, I was about to ask. You a big Alice Cooper fan?
Oh, yeah. Alice, he would come on the... I knew him before, you know, after he was famous. So I just knew him as afternoon radio guy that has a...
He's a real prominent figure in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
He's all over the place. My best friend used to live in Phoenix. And I went to visit him. It's like, there's this Alice Cooper shit everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like they got like the Alice Cooper Presidential Library.
Yeah, him. And then Jimmy Eat World. The other famous band royalty we have.
That's pretty good.
What was growing up there like? What?
And that guy was a ball player, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah.
I think the Jimmy Eat World main singer was like a minor league ball player and he had to decide. Like, am I going to be Jimmy Eat World or am I going to be a minor league ball player?
And now we got Emma Stone and that's it. Those are the three main
ones.
That's pretty good.
Which high school did you go to?
Millennium.
And you played football, didn't you?
I played football.
Yeah, tell us about it.
You were good, right? Now, according to James, he told me this. You were like all state or all city?
Yeah, I was all region. I was 175 pound offensive tackle.
Oh wow!
So how nuts is that?
I played against the rival high school, Everson Griffin, who played for the Vikings for 12 years.
Yeah, friend of the pod.
Yeah. I got one block on him one time. I did I pulled.
You pulled?
I got him one time. All the rest, they were like, you have to cut him. He'll dominate you. But that was the one time I got him.
So 175 for our less football fan listeners is pretty small for a
pretty tackle. Small. Arizona's a good football school or state, so most DNs are about 260. So
there's a big discrepancy there. How did you, were you just...
Oh, I realized I was small, so I realized I have to get crazy. So I was the captain of the team. So 3 hours before the game, I had a rule. No one's allowed to talk to me because I want to become an animal. And I would listen to D12 at the time, a lot of kill music, and then I would not talk. I would talk to myself in animal noise. I'd go, ah, ah. And then I'd go out there, and I'd be psychotic. And that was how I was able to start.
Okay, but what does that mean? Like, yeah, that's amazing. But like, yeah. how did that make you good? Were you just like cheating?
Yeah. No, I just, I don't know. I didn't feel pain. I tried 100% on every play. That's good.
Yeah. You got to do that.
I quit.
You
got to be a little nutty.
Were you like freaking the other team out? Would you be like, they'd be lining up across from you? You'd be going like,
sand in their face? Yeah. Like,
no, well, like my dad taught me how to play dirty. He's like, when you're at the bottom of the pile, anything goes. So, you know, people be choking me. I'd be, you know, it got crazy at the bottom of the pile.
Why did you choose tackle when you were that small?
Well, I was too slow to play linebacker. So yeah. They were like,
what about like center?
You got to be big. Like, I was...
Was that his biggest tackle, right?
I would assume that at that size, because we had a skinny guard.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume that you would play guard, especially when you're pulling.
No, well, here's the thing. I really should have been tight end because I was the best catching lineman we had.
Mm-hmm.
But the booster son, or the son of the head booster guy, that was all he could play. Well, they tried him at quarterback.
My boy plays tight end.
Then we had the booster here.
We had a really good quarterback. His name was Andre. He was black. He was mobile. So they're like, we got to go with him at quarterback. And they're like, I put him at the tight end. But I really should have been the tight end is, you know, how it all went down.
You have long arms?
Tight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got my catch good radius. Look at this. Look, I touch your face.
That's what I was getting at.
That's what you want. Like,
were y'all
right, don't fish for it.
How long are your arms? Could you touch my face from where you are right now?
Were y'all good?
Yeah, we made it to the final four, and then we lost. But yeah.
That's pretty far.
I got hurt the last. I wasn't 100% healthy. And
your senior year.
Yeah, my senior year. And I was hurt. You know, senior year, so we're all trying to bond, and so we went to the high school team. We went to the club, but we weren't all 18, so it was the 15-20 club.
Yeah,
and you know that's a skeezy place because you got 20-year-olds. You know. Trying to hook up 15-year-olds, and it's a dirty place. But I went there, and my coach, because I went there, was convinced I wasn't locked in and rehabbing enough. But what was I supposed to do as high school? Yeah, I don't have round-the-clock rehab. So.
Shut your ass up, coach. Yeah.
So did he like bench you or something? Or you just
no, it just made me feel like shit. He's like this, you know. And then I was hurt. I rolled both ankles. Oh. And then he's like, do you want to go out hurt or do you want to go out fighting like a man? So I was playing on two rolled ankles. Yeah. My last getting cooked.
What super spat it up. Yeah, you coach. Can't drop back in a fucking rolled ankle. God damn.
This guy's already spending 3 hours before every game becoming a goddamn animal.
Yeah, yeah, listening to like my band over and over again.
I don't even know the name of my band.
Pop. Pills to pop. Pop to the
face. And your coach has the fucking audacity to be like, I don't think he's all in. What the fuck? You know, have you ever, baseball player Jonathan Papelbon, the closer for the Red Sox?
Yeah.
He did a really, I read this article about him once that when he drives to spring training every year, his wife and kid are in like a follow car so that he can listen to metal the whole way and just scream. Because he's like, for him to pitch, he was like, every batter, he has to go, this guy's trying to take food out of my kid's mouth, and I want him dead. Yeah.
So I don't let my kid ride with me.
Yeah.
So in order to be a good dad.
He makes the other guy, he makes the batter drive his kid. This guy's trying to kidnap my kid. Yeah.
This kid's going 67 and a 65 with my kid. Driving like a fucking maniac. Yeah.
No, as wild as that, so my dad was always, he's always about the mental aspect of the game. So I remember we were kids playing Little League Baseball. My brother was like this all-star pitcher. I mean, he struck out 20 kids in a row.
Holy shit.
And, you know, he couldn't be stopped physically. So my dad was like, I want to see if I can break him mentally. So he's just like yelling at him the whole game, like, you know. And
I want to see if I can break him mentally.
And then the last inning, all my brother did was this. He just goes. My dad was like, you're out. And he benched him in front of everyone. He had a perfect game going.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's where I come from, is a hardcore Latino dad.
A high school game is 7 innings. So if he struck out 20 batters, he was one batter away.
He
struck out 20. The first 20 guys he faced was one batter away from an all strikeout perfect game, and your dad pulled him?
Yeah.
That's wild.
And I would go up to my dad calmly after and say, hey, I'm going to put you in the worst nursing home. Just remember that when you get older. I'm going to put you in the worst nursing home.
Your best bet is to get into a car wreck and die before you reach a certain age.
Father, I've put a bounty on your head. How much, you ask? 20K. Yeah. 20Ks. Not 21Ks.
20K.
No, it was so bad that he was always the coach, and like the other kids' parents would come and be like, you're being too hard on your son. Be like, don't you tell me how to raise my kids. That was like that. Yeah.
That was mostly the sports. I played a lot of baseball as a kid, and sometimes there would be like the favoritism dad, but it was almost always like the dad who was tougher on, I never saw anything quite like that, but it was always like the dad tougher on his own son type of dad.
Yeah.
That's Did he ever throw a perfect game after that?
No, my it was also funny because my brother, he was always better than me and most everyone else. He did something as Otter Slaughters or something.
Oscar Slaughters
when he was a kid, and so he was the best player out there. So he'd hit a home run, but then he wasn't allowed to run. So then he'd walk
on your knees, right?
It's yeah,
like a knee thing. Yeah.
He had to walk the bases because he couldn't jog the bases, and the whole crowd would like start talking to him, like, look at this piece of shit. And my mom would just be like, no, he's got a medical condition. It was weird that he could hit the ball, but he couldn't run.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
When do you get over that? Could he ever run?
I think I had a surgery or something, and then he's fine now.
I knew about that when I was playing middle school football, because my buddies and I, we would just sort of like dick around, and coaches would yell at us. And we go, I'm sorry, sir. My Oshkosh Slaughters is acting up.
It's so close to Oscar Schindler, too. Yeah. That's what I can't get.
Damn, man. Did you get any college looks?
No, I was too small to go to college. I could have went like NIA. I mean, I was talking to them. They're like, oh, you could try to walk on D3. And I was like, I want to just do comedy. Yes. So, I want to do some improv in high school. I'd heard that at ASU, David Spade had started the sketch team. So I was like, I want to follow David Spade's footsteps.
That's cool.
Yeah.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right. Arizona Cardinals. Who are your favorite players of all time?
Or do we want to see if we can guess the...
The Mount Rushmore.
Guess who their Mount Rushmore is. And real quick, we're going to try and guess before you say it.
Like, okay. If you'll speak for all of Arizona Cardinal fans, we'll see if we kind of... how well we know the team. So,
and what I said last week to James was like, the criteria is like, if the team put you in charge of building a Mount Rushmore statue outside the stadium, who you would put on there that you feel like your fan base wouldn't be mad. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. So obviously Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald. Anquan Boldin?
Maybe both, yeah.
Aeneas Williams?
Yeah.
Not really.
And Kurt Warner.
I guess it's Kurt, you know.
Well, so here's the thing. The Cardinals and the Bears are the oldest franchises in football.
Mm-hmm.
But they've just traveled around a bunch. So I don't know, like, when they were the, like, Montgomery Cardinals. Like, yeah. Do you include?
Yeah, I would say it's Fitz 1 and then Warner 2 because he took us to a Super Bowl, got the underdog story. He's actually my brother's high school coach. And I met him one time. And I mean, I met him like 3 years ago, and he's
still big.
He's jacked and he's nice.
From stocking those shelves.
Yeah.
In Canada.
From cutting his wife's hair.
Yeah.
And then, Bolden 3.
Nice for those. I'm not dissing that woman.
No, actually, sorry. I would say our number one is Pat Tillman because.
Yeah, I guess he got to.
Pat Tillman fits is kind of 1-2. On.
All right, but no, okay, not him.
No.
On-field accomplishments only.
Does the fandom around Pat Tillman ever talk about how he was like a huge anti-war? Like, everything he ever said on the record was like against it, or is that all kind of just a race?
No, he's a hero.
Okay.
And that's it. You can't say anything about it. You get beat up in the parking lot.
Or about like who it was that actually killed him. Does that ever come up?
Friendly fire. Not good. I mean.
All right. So no Pat Tillman. He gets a little.
He got his own statue already.
Yeah.
He's on the Mount Rushmore football player.
You know, he has
it's all about ball.
Yeah. He has a Pat Tillman like run every year and people get hammered for it. And they just be throwing up. I'm like, this is not how you remember somebody.
If someone throws up on you, they call it friendly fire. I'm sorry.
Sorry. That's cold-blooded.
It's kind of wild that Kurt Warner's on there when I guess he would have to be probably on two teams' Mount Rushmores.
He's got to be on St. Louis.
The Rams.
Or the Rams, I should say. So you got Fitz, Warner.
Aeneas Williams and Bolden.
I would have forgot Aeneas Williams, I think. And Bolden is 4.
Because I think Aeneas Williams is one of the only Arizona Cardinals that's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Is there any, like, that's first.
Will you Google Aeneas Williams, Kevin?
A-E.
A-E-N-N-E-A-S?
Yes, I believe that's how it is.
Well, you guys had some other guys that seemed like Queens. David Johnson seemed like he was on track to be an all-timer, and then he just didn't happen.
He was the first pick for everyone, right, in fantasy?
For a year or two.
All right, here are the lists of the Chicago/St. Louis/Arizona Cardinals in the Hall of Fame. I'm not going to read the whole fucking thing. This is
a lot. First pick of him, not even in a Cards jersey. In a Rams jersey in his main picture.
He's first ballot Hall of Fame, huh?
Yeah.
From New Orleans.
He was nice.
New Orleans.
So, like the old timey guys, you've got Dick Night Train Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Night Train Lane. Yeah, Jackie, put him on your Mount Rushmore.
Night Jackie Train Smith, Lane. Dan Dierdorf.
He was the first guy to stiff arm a white man.
Dick Night Train?
Yeah.
Was he?
Probably without being killed.
That was back when they had refs and
we'll allow it. You know, for it's no offense, but for a franchise that is as old as the game, essentially, shocking lack of success.
Yeah, well, our owners don't know what they're doing. Obviously, it comes from that, and he thinks he's smart because he wears a little bow tie all the time. I don't know if you want to pull up a Bidwell.
What's his name?
Bidwell.
Okay.
They've never won a Super Bowl, right?
No.
Did they have a championship pre-Super Bowl era?
We have like one from the early 1900s, but it's like before the NFL.
So you're saying he does a... Oh, I see the... Well, I see him with a guy in a bow tie.
League championships. They won the NFL championship in 1925 and 1947.
Damn, man. So, who do you think? Do you think the Arizona Cardinals have a strong fan base?
No, no.
Like, are the games empty when you go?
No, they're usually the other team.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's a Chargers type situation.
Yeah,
unless we're good, if we're good. But if we're not good, it's all the other fans.
Gosh, that sucks. Like, I feel like if the people would show up, then they would be better. Because Phoenix Suns games are packed.
Right. We're a basketball town, though, because Suns were there in the 60s, and then the Cardinals came, I think, 88.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Diamondbacks don't show up till like 94 or something yeah. like that.
And they won two so far?
One. Yeah, they won one.
But it was a pretty fucking great one.
Yeah. 9/11 year, beat the Yankees.
Beat New York after 9/11. Walk off in game seven, right?
That's got to be sweet.
Let's see if we get a clip of that walk off. Let's do a 9/11 walk off game.
Luis Gonzalez hits a flare up the middle off Mariano Rivera. Yeah. There was also, I remember there was a Korean closer for the
Byung-Young Kim
who got blown up a couple times in the World Series.
It was on Suicide Watch.
SNL was like doing sketches about him. God knows who was playing him. I don't even want
to
fuck.
It had to be
Rachel Dratch or
Chris Kattan.
Like, and then they lost. It was really, I remember as a Yankee hater already because they had knocked my Braves out of the playoffs a couple times.
Those
that I
jerseys.
Wanted them to lose so fucking bad. Those I jerseys. Did not care about New York after 9/11. Just a little bloop up the middle.
Those jerseys are
that
so
Craig
Counsell dope.
Coming in to score? Or?
Yeah, I think that was Counsell, yeah. Or Jay Bell.
They should go back
Jay
to those Bell. Jerseys.
Womack on this team?
Yeah, Womack was on this team.
Sick,
Steve Finley.
There's Counsell.
So yeah. who was on Suicide Watch?
Byung-Young Kim. Well, you got to watch his two, you know, we let a home run, I think, game five. He basically blew game five and game six
he
for us.
He blew multiple games in the World Series. He was
so. Is that Phoenix's lone championship, like world championship, amongst the?
Yep, sports? That's yeah. the only one I've seen in my life.
Because the Suns don't have one.
Suns don't have one.
And in terms of college, Phoenicians are more likely to pull ASU than because University of Arizona is down in Tucson, right?
Yeah.
So you're not like Arizona probably has some basketball, maybe baseball titles, but you guys don't. That doesn't.
Yeah,
do
U of A has won a title. They're always good basketball.
Always good at basketball.
I'm gonna. This
they
year,
won 86, and then they won again like the late 90s, right?
Yeah.
They maybe beat. Did they beat like UMass and Marcus Camby in the Final Four one year? I want to feel like. I feel like
the Richard Jefferson years. Yeah. Channing Frye.
Oh yeah, that's a little later then. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we got one. That's it. We almost did it last year with the Diamondbacks, but yeah.
After the NBA Finals this year, I'm going to do a list my rankings of teams most deserving of a Super Bowl, and Phoenix might be up there.
We don't deserve one.
See, that's the thing. Like, I take into consideration, like, fan support. So,
like, Detroit is up there.
Detroit, Buffalo.
Yeah.
Detroit, Buffalo.
And I take into consideration, like, what other teams have in the area have done. So, if, like the Browns, like, they had a kind of fun run with the Cavs. They've.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The Bengals?
Yeah.
They don't deserve it.
Nah.
They stole our chance.
They had the big red machine.
They're loving all that chili up over there.
Yeah, Skyline Chili. Put cinnamon in their chili. That shit is good as hell.
It's really
There's
good.
There's a bar here that does a Bengals bar. It's like a 501 or something. I like it. I like their chili, but I don't know if it's real Cincinnati chili. But.
It's just not like Skyline is just not like, don't think of it as chili. Think of it as like the chili sauce on like a chili dog or on.
I haven't had it on spaghetti, but I have just eaten it with like chips.
It's not. Oh, bad. When people make the like Skyline chili, I feel like I've said this 10 times on the podcast because I'm not a Cincinnati guy, but I'm from Ohio. Like they bring, I used to have a roommate from Cincy in LA who would bring the cans back like in his suitcase from the holidays and make the dip with it. That's the best thing there
it's
is.
Good as hell.
It's so good.
I might have to try that.
It's like, you know, cream cheese and the chili and cheese. Oh, fucking great.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Skyline Chili. They have not paid us yet,
but they will.
They keep saying it.
We have a P.O. box. Or Kevin, what's your address, Kevin?
Yeah. What's your home
What's your home address? We could have them send
the Skyline
cans.
People keep asking.
So, what's your favorite moment in the history of Arizona Cardinals? Like, what's the moment that like stands out to you? That's.
I mean, it's our Super Bowl, but it ends in such tragedy.
Yeah,
let's talk
is
about it.
Is it the Larry Fitzgerald touchdown to put you guys ahead?
Yeah, that was against the Steelers.
But you also had, was it right before that, an overtime?
The Packers
didn't
win?
Fitzgerald have an overtime walk off TD against the Packers at one point?
It actually came later.
Yeah,
I think.
It was later.
That was later. Okay.
Yeah, that was with Carson Palmer.
Yeah, that was 80 yard touchdown. Yeah.
That game was crazy because you guys came back, scored, and then Rodgers got the ball back. They had like a 4th and 24. From their own 15-yard line. He threw a Hail Mary, got the first down, and then there's like 3 seconds left. They're at the 50-yard line, and Rodgers throws another Hail Mary, and they score the touchdown to tie the game, and then the first play of overtime,
yeah.
Palmer hits Fitzgerald on like this crazy pass where it's almost kind of like
this is a helmet pass. Yeah.
Well, it's like kind of a helmet catch thing where Palmer's like getting sacked and then he like turns around and he throws across the field to Fitzgerald, who manages to run all the way to the four. And then the next play, they run a little shovel pass for the touchdown. It's like one of the coolest like series of events I've seen.
It was awesome.
And then we got smoked the next week by the Panthers. So.
Yeah, that was that was 2000. Was that during
15?
When Cam was a rookie?
That was I think that was Cam's MVP year.
Oh, yeah. Not a rookie.
2014,
MVP, you're right?
Yeah,
14. Yeah,
15. Yeah, yeah. It's funny that like I think of I've said this before. Larry Fitzgerald is probably my second favorite player ever who wasn't a Steeler, but behind Randy Moss. I love Larry Fitzgerald, but it's funny like you think of him as being like this 50-50 jump ball like savant, but like two of his biggest plays, the touchdown he's or the setup of the touchdown and the Steelers one, were both kind of like short passes and him just burning past everyone.
He didn't have a quarterback first 10 years of his career. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, who are we talking about in there? Like Skelton?
Yeah, Shelton? That's the first thing I was going to say.
John Skelton.
And Plummer, right?
Skelton Shelton.
You guys had a Michigan guy named John Navarre at one point was playing.
Yeah, I mean, it was every season. I mean, you could go through
Colt McCoy, I think. Do we have a couple of Colt McCoy?
Colt McCoy, yeah. I mean.
Did you get on the Dobbs train this year?
Nah, I knew he was bad. I knew he was bad.
What are you talking about?
He's masquerading.
Masquerading? He's got no hair.
Perfect for putting on wigs and little disguises. Is that what you're saying?
God, I need to see that man in disguises.
Have you seen him in that turtle disguise that he was wearing on 9/11? It's a Dana Carvey reference.
Am I not turtling up for the turtle cup?
Dana Carvey was in his turtle costume for the movie Master Disguise on 9/11, and it's a real thing you can look up. And imagine finding out about 9/11 and there's a guy at your work dressed up like that turtle.
Yeah, guys, can we just take a moment of silence, please? And then he does like the little
he goes into his show.
Am I not turtle enough for the turtle club?
I wish Fitz would announce his retirement though and just let us do the farewell tour.
The tour, yeah.
But
when did he retire? I always like it felt like he had retired like 3 years before he did, and then I would just like randomly turn on be watching Red Zone. It's like Larry Fitzgerald scores a touchdown. I'm like, he's still playing.
Like, yeah, he's still playing, but like they asked him finally, "Are you gonna come back?" He's like, "I don't know," and they said, "I don't know" for 2 years, and then I'm done. But he never officially announced it.
I mean, it was his whole, he's the one whose like dad played, and he was like a ball boy for the Vikings his whole childhood with like Chris Carter and like. That's his whole life.
He's like closer with Dennis Green, right?
Yeah, like.
Yeah. So wait, he's not in the Hall of Fame yet.
No, I don't think it's been
5 years. First ballot, though.
Wait, did he play with Hopkins then?
No.
No. Hopkins came, I think, right after.
So where do you guys pick? Fourth?
Yeah, we're fourth. We got the fourth.
So
we got two. I think we got a low first rounder as well.
Would you rather they maneuver to get one of those top QBs, or do you want to get Marvin Harrison Jr. and stick with Kyler for another year?
I don't want to stick with Kyler, but that's what we got to do.
I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a pretty good consolation prize, man. Like,
yeah, I mean, he'll probably slide to four, right? Because it'll be three quarterbacks.
That's what we were thinking, yeah.
Well, so this Caleb talk is heating up.
Which part?
That he's not going to be the guy.
Yeah, they don't like him.
I mean, he's an odd dude.
Yeah. Merrill Hodge has given him the stamp of disapproval.
Uh-oh.
Merrill Hodge.
I think they're just all like old dudes who are like, this guy's painting his nails.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, would you consider Trevor Lawrence a bust? No, right? I think it's going to be like that.
No, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. But I mean, I guess when you think of like the hype, because he was considered like a super generational talent, you could say, yeah, he's been a disappointment, but not a bust.
No, not a bust. I would gladly take him on my team, but he hasn't lived up quite to the hype. Yeah, but it's early still.
I mean, they talk about Herbert like that he's like number three. Like, who do they say are the top quarterbacks in the league? Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson,
Burrow,
and then Herbert's like five.
Yeah.
But he hasn't really proven that yet.
No.
I mean, Trevor's kind of proven it.
We just seen the flashes. Yeah. Like,
Trevor had to spend a year with fucking Urban Meyer, who, again, is arguably the worst job coaching in the NFL the last.
Yeah. I think this past year was just a bit of a bummer for Lawrence. He didn't quite. He was, take the next step that I thought everyone thought he was going to take.
We were all big. I thought like him, Calvin Ridley, and Christian Kirk and ATN was going to be like.
So did all my fantasy teams.
Yeah, I know.
One of my fantasy teams.
It was crazy. I didn't wind up with any Ridley shares because I thought Ridley was going to go nuts this year and just like didn't happen for me in drafts. Nope. And then I got lucky. Do you play fantasy, okay, Justin?
I do. Well, yeah, I do.
Did you have a good fantasy year this year?
No, I mean, well, the problem is I got three teams. I pick the same players every team, so when it's
you
bad,
don't hedge,
it's,
huh?
It's bad. No, I don't hedge.
Who was it? Were you the Nick Chubb guy? I got burned by Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I was Chubb.
You had Chubb all three?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's tough, too, because then I play in these leagues where you pay, like, I don't know, like $200, and you're like, ooh, it's going to be such a big prize, and then it never is. And then I buy, and then I'm like, oh, I'm invested, so now I got to buy the NFL package. And yeah, then when I look at it, I'm like, man, I just wasted so much money.
Yeah, I got to go out for wings and drinks every Sunday.
Yeah, got to if I want my fantasy team to do well.
Somehow, like Nick Chubb's knee cost me $1,600.
All right, final thoughts. Give us a conviction on the Cards.
Who do you think's the next guy to get convicted of a felony? Yeah.
Well, history would tell us it'd be our GM. I mean, we had Drunk Keim, you know, just making decisions. Oh, yeah.
He's an odd looking dude, right?
Oh, yeah. It kind of looks like.
Can we pull up, what's his name?
Steve Keim.
Steve Keim, yeah. He's a.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he looks like a worse version of Dana White, just uglier.
Yes. It looks
so
like
a worse version of Joe Rogan, then?
You know, if you got, like, you know, you can have, you know, a bald head, but you got to know how to rock it. And he did not know how to rock
no.
it.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, that's like.
Did he play?
Oh, he might have played in
better
college.
Better have.
Yeah. You can't look like white me.
Yeah. I heard white meat at first, and I was like, I've never even heard that insult, but I'm going to start using it.
Girl, I got to say, he looks way more like white meat than white you.
He's white meat. That guy is no flavor.
We wear a suit the same. We about look the same in a suit.
Well, yeah, you based on like what your guys' team needs are, you should be feeling that the combine had to be the music to your ears because the wide receiver class looks amazing. You're going to get probably the best wide receiver prospect of all time unless you guys decide to trade back, which I've heard might be a thing if J.J. McCarthy becomes really, really hot.
We shouldn't.
No, I'd stay
take
put.
The talent,
stay put
baby.
And take the a future.
To me,
Hall of
anything
Famer.
After 10 is it's a roll of the dice, really.
Yeah. What else? And then you guys need like
need
defensive
everything.
Help, right?
Oh my god, we need everything.
You guys don't have any edge rushers.
No, not. I mean, the only thing we got kind of is a quarterback.
And yeah,
that's it.
Hey, the McBride kid looks pretty good at tight end, doesn't he?
Yeah, you got that. Yeah. You got
Troy
that.
Trey McBride.
Yeah, Trey McBride. He's good.
Yeah. He looks good.
Came on late in the season.
He did. He got me some good points. I picked him up off waivers, and he did okay a couple weeks and then didn't.
Hollywood Brown gone, right? He's leaving.
Gone.
Yeah.
Paris Johnson, I think, had a pretty good year, too.
Yeah. We got Pascal.
As a left tackle, you were probably watching him, giving him little notes here and there.
That's what we really want to get at here, Justin, is what do you think the odds are of a scrappy little left tackle doing a sort of Mark Wahlberg, invincible, getting out there and, you know, going into animal mode on Sunday mornings in Glendale. You know,
your comeback.
They need to bring me in because I'd whip them all into shape. I'd scream. And I don't think Kyler's doing this. I think Kyler's just, you know, kind of sitting in the back playing video games, not in the team meetings.
That's the movie. It's not like a guy in his 30s who joins the team. It's like, I'm going to go teach these pampered millionaires how to find the
the
animal
be the
inside.
Like the motivator. Like you would go in there and just.
I mean, then they were on.
Not about X's and O's, just getting guys riled up.
When they were on the, was it Hard Knocks or was it that Amazon one?
It was the Amazon
one. Yeah, it was the Amazon one. I just watched that every week. I'm like, I could fix this team. Because it was just so miscoached. And, you know, no one had the fire.
No, you got to have the fire.
I think the way I would pitch the movie is that you and Kyler went to high school together. And someone gives Kyler like the come to Jesus speech where like, yeah, you're good at football, but you're not a leader. You don't inspire, man. And he's like, you know who did? My high school left tackle, Justin.
The animal.
I've got to find him. And for the movie, your life would be going really bad. I'm sorry. But for the movie, he'd be like pulling you out of a meth den.
Yeah. Cue eating, fight song.
Eating SpaghettiOs.
like, Justin, like, I'm going to need you to do something for me. And he would be about to launch into a big pitch, and you'd just go, whose car are we taking? Like the town. And then that's the movie. What do
you
think?
Lift, Justin? Do you work out?
Oh, yeah. I'd be lifting.
Every time I hit a PR, I go, man, could I play? I'm hitting numbers that NFL guys hit.
Wait, you still max out. I don't max out. I don't want to get hurt.
Oh, yeah. No, I still, yeah. I throw that weight up.
You get like hyped up like the morning you wake up, like I'm maxing out today.
Yeah. Even with my clogged heart arteries. I always go like, what position? Not fast enough for any skill position at this point. Man, could I play guard?
Yeah.
I bet you could. Yeah.
Nah, I can't. I would get absolutely murdered.
How much, what's your max? Bench press.
335.
Oh, yeah. He could play. That's dang. Nice. Yeah. You got to throw that stat out more often.
I go, could I pull? I could pull and just kind of run my body into TJ Watt and just like.
I mean, I don't know if you'd be playing like professional.
I'm playing for the fucking Lions.
I mean. At this point, I feel like the only thing I have left is like, could I learn a knuckleball?
Yeah.
Like at 35, not athletic, was never really good at sports to begin with. The knuckleball is the only fantasy that you can. I mean, it's not, it's also impossible, but it's like a fantasy that I can still cling to.
It's wild. I've never had any of those kind of thoughts.
Really?
Ever. Never like, all the time. Could I do this at this level?
Every time somebody comes to me and goes, man, you're killing it. Yeah, I saw you on this show and that. And I go, yeah, man, but you don't know where I'd rather be. Getting my head bashed in.
Would you rather be getting Emmy Award for Best Actor in a Comedy Series? Or would you rather be the third string left guard for the Detroit Lions? Just pause it all.
Bro.
Imagine the wealth.
I think in that situation, I would have to say to Emmy because hopefully that would bring more work and more money.
Yeah.
And I guess being a third string left guard,
yeah,
I'm probably making like $650,000 a year.
Not getting a second contract.
Yeah, not getting a second contract. Like probably going to be, and at 35, definitely going to be out of the league.
And I bet if you got an Emmy, they'd let you come be the second string left guard. That's like a stunt. That's like a PR
stunt. I'm being serious. I know some people are listening to me being like, are you fucking stupid? But I really would consider
it. That's why I asked. Because
I
think is a realistic goal is the celebrity NBA All-Star game.
Oh, man, it's going to be at the Intuit Dome next season? Man, come on. Or two seasons from now, I guess.
Yeah, how much you got to do? Sometimes I see, like, I'm like, who they pick for them. I'm like, this person ain't famous.
Well, now it's all TikTokers. It's TikTokers, former athletes, and, like, one actual famous person.
It's, like, a couple WNBA players, a couple players from other sports.
Yeah.
Does Quavo still play?
Yeah, Quavo. He can play. Quavo getting there. And then it'll be just a bunch of TikTokers who don't play and who are doing stupid shit.
You got to get you on TikTok.
Yeah, used to be. Yeah,
I'll tell you this. I'm grinding this year and next year to get that invite, especially when they play at the Intuit Dome, when it's the Clippers hosting the All-Star game, basically.
Yeah.
I need that. Yeah. I need it. I'm going to be 37.
Yeah, because how many years? I mean, you got to do it within like five, right? And then you got to retire?
No.
The knees? No. Come on, the knees.
Man. Yeah. I'm in physical therapy right now for my knees. They never. Ow. They never felt better.
I heard the pop.
Wait, did that peak the audio? Did that peak the audio? We might have to re-record. That was so loud.
It's only because I kicked.
We're gonna put some foley of like a wood block.
That was an ass clap. All right, your final thoughts on your Cardinals. Give them hype them up real quick.
I can't hype him up. I want to be real and authentic. I think it's going to be dark days. I think in 10 years, we got to get rid of Kyler. And once Kyler's contract's over, then we can draft
in 10 years?
Yeah, because we'll get rid of Kyler in 4.
Okay.
Draft a quarterback, and then in Brown year 8-9, we have a shot.
Arch Manning is going to be – y'all got to draft
Arch. I hear
he's
nice.
He's not next year, right? He's the year after?
He's probably 2 years. He's got to play.
He's got to start. He's not leaving
Quinn
Texas.
Quinn Ewers isn't leaving.
Right.
And now he's staying?
No.
Ewers isn't going to the draft.
Man, Arch got to transfer, dude. Arch, my man, go to Ball State.
Yeah, Arch is out here. It's like, I'll stick around. Sure, yeah, that's fine.
I know he's making his NIL money, but it's like there has to be a program that he could go in and start right now. That he could still get a little bit of NIL money.
I hate to sound like the old head who's like, I want to know that you have that dog in you. But it's the same thing I thought about Trey Lance. I'm like, you don't want to come play 1 year in D1? Like, you don't have the competitive bone in your butt? Like,
yeah,
you're just going to sit for 2 years?
Well, I just shot this Super Bowl commercial. I talked to Peyton Manning for 10 minutes.
Oh, shit. What are you burying the lead on?
After I talked to him, I was like, this is a good family. We got to get Arch. That was like what I walked away. I was like, this is a stable family.
Yeah.
They know what they're about. So
no Call of Duty happening in the Manning compound.
No.
Quinn Ewers is staying?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have that great of a year.
I think he's got, aspirations of being like a top pick next year.
Wow. Arch, you got to go play at Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, he can go to another big D1 school if you want.
Nah, you got to go play at Wayne State, Detroit. Ow.
Western Colorado U.
Yeah, you got to go play at Western State.
Play in Austin Eckler Stadium at Western Colorado.
All right. Well, hey, Justin, thank you so much. Anything you want to plug here?
Just follow me on the socials, at Justin Alexio, across all platforms.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, you have
Carl's now. Got a foam roll right now.
We got a foam roll now.
next time I see you at Whole Foods. I do like that hot bar.
The hot bar. Mm.
They do these like
Sherman Oaks too. I'll plug that.
They do these garlic chili wings that are pretty solid and not too salty. I'm watching the salt these days. And their mac and cheese is decent. And their sweet potatoes are very good.
And their cookies are good. Hard to find.
We're plugging the Sherman Oaks location of Whole Foods. Is what we're plugging.
Their orange chicken is dope too.
Orange chicken is good.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that's it for this episode of Foosballs.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.